Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined on the line by ABC News political director Rick Klein, talking about the week in politics. Rick, it was one of the most hard-hitting debates really in recent memory. I mean, forget about just this campaign season, but man, they were going at it the other night.
They sure were. I got a sense watching that this was months worth of pent-up frustration that got unloaded on each other all at once. This was not held in a vacuum. These were the kind of slights and indignities that have grown for a long time. And I think a lot of it was driven by the entry of Michael Bloomberg. You can't underestimate how much that has shaken up the field, shaken up the candidates in the race, and reordered what the race looks like here as we sit here coming up on the next round of voting.
Yeah, and the debate set a ratings record for people tuning in and watching. Was that necessarily a good thing for Bloomberg?
Well, it was less than a smashing debut. And I think even his team has acknowledged that this was not the best performance that you might get out of Mike Bloomberg or really any candidate. And I think there was a lot of disappointment in how he handled himself. And I think when you look back on this, I mean, this is a defining moment for his campaign and maybe for the campaign more broadly, because so much is on the line, and so much about what Michael Bloomberg represents, it represents the opportunity for Democrats. They recognize that this is going to be a tough election, and there's a lot of anxiety about how things have turned out in the early going so far. The concerns around Bernie Sanders have not gone away and will not go away.
Okay, so going into Nevada tomorrow, what does this debate do? How do you see this shaking out?
Well, I think it sort of freezes things in place, and there's some people that think that the underwhelming performance by Mayor Bloomberg might actually make it more likely that Bernie Sanders romps. And, you know, I'm looking at this now and recognizing that as of now, Bernie Sanders does not have a delegate lead. That belongs to Pete Buttigieg. That is likely to change in Nevada. He's well-positioned to pick up delegates there, and there's a possibility that he never gives up that lead after that. And Bloomberg may be hurting some of the moderates, some of the centrists in the race, and in the process making this more likely, not less likely, that this ends up landing with Bernie Sanders as the nominee.
What about Elizabeth Warren, who came out swinging the other night? I mean, she tangled with everybody on stage, especially Bloomberg. Her camp says that after the debate, that they raised $5 million. Does that matter for someone like her, especially when there's been early voting going on in Nevada?
Well, it absolutely matters. I mean, I think you're right that a lot of votes have already been caked in, and maybe Nevada's too late. But obviously, Nevada isn't the end of the story, and you've got another round of contests coming up shortly after that, South Carolina, then Super Tuesday, which includes her home state of Massachusetts, among many, many other states coast to coast. So, you know, she needed to get back in the conversation in the worst way. And I think that, you know, if this debate was able to achieve that, then I think she'll be very happy about how that landed. And I think people were counting her out after her disappointing finish in neighboring New Hampshire. And I don't think people are counting her out quite the same as of today.
Am I being too cynical looking at Nevada, saying, man, a repeat of Iowa would not be out of the cards? Because here you have a caucus. You have, I've heard some Google technology mentioned along with an app that they're not using. And you factor in early voting into the process. It sounds kind of complicated, especially after what we went through the other week.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, I just got back from Nevada. And unfortunately for the folks there, that concept of a potential repeat is very much on the minds of people there. It's not an ideal situation. It's certainly not how they'd like it to land. And there's all sorts of reasons to think that they're going to do a much better job. Don't get me wrong about that either. But as of now, I'll tell you, there's a lot of anxiety about that exactly. And they've been deploying extra staffers, the DNC has, to the state to try to do what they can to minimize any chance of a repeat. But there may not be a way to fully guarantee it. It's a messy process. Voting by its nature, I would say, is a messy process. And as of now, when you look at all the totality of everything that's set up, man, there are a lot of concerns about how things are going to break down.
Do you expect to see results Saturday night?
It sounds like a trick question in a way. I'll tell you, I feel like it's likely that we'll see something. the DNC has been downplaying expectations around that and saying, you know, it's possible we don't have any results that night. I think that's unlikely. I think much likelier is that, you know, we at least get something out of the early voting there and everything else that's happening in Nevada. There's just too much on the line for there to be flat nothing, to be honest. But, you know, I wouldn't bet the house on it to use some Vegas lingo, because there are just so many different variables and so many concerns about what might happen. What, even it going right means a lot of votes that have to get counted very quickly.
So a lot of focus this week on the president's pardons and how he's using that power to pardon. Why so much attention on pardons this time around when it seems like in past administrations it really hasn't gotten that much publicity?
Well, first of all, this is happening earlier in a presidency than controversial pardons usually happen. That's often like an exit strategy, things you do on the way out the door. Clinton, Bush did it that way. Obama did very, very few. Also, just the blatantly political nature of this group. These are people with deep political connections. Rod Blagojevich, Michael Milken was represented by Rudy Giuliani. Bernie Kerik was Rudy Giuliani's deputy mayor and police commissioner. These are people that, you know, whatever the justice system may have shown, they were found guilty. A lot of them pleaded guilty. And ultimately what happened is they had deep political connections that helped them achieve something in exoneration. And I don't think you have to make a deep judgment about what it means for justice in America to recognize that these people had access to portions of justice that most Americans don't. And I think that's a piece of it that has to be recognized in the context of what's been taking place. That makes this different than your normal set of pardons.
What about Roger Stone? Do you think a pardon is coming, or do you think it might be the legal process that helps him out?
Well, now that he has been sentenced to, three years and change, it's going to be up to President Trump. And a lot of people saw the raft of pardons of politically connected white-collar criminals as a pretext for Roger Stone. The president is going to consider this. It's going to be his decision. He can't be challenged in this particular area of the law. There could be congressional hearings and the like, but he gets to do what he wants to do on this. And it would not shock me at all to see Roger Stone issued a pardon at the end of this. As surprising as that might be in the abstract, we're not working in the abstract. We're working in a much different world these days.
All right, Rick, thanks so much. It's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.